The three questions that make conversations interesting. In our hyperconnected world, meaningful conversations have become increasingly rare. We're surrounded by small talk, surface-level interactions, and digital communications that lack depth and genuine connection. Yet the ability to create interesting, engaging conversations remains one of the most valuable skills in both personal and professional contexts. Whether you're networking at a business event, leading a team meeting, or simply trying to connect with friends and family, the right questions can completely transform the quality of your interactions. Great conversations don't happen by accident, they're the result of intentional curiosity, thoughtful questions, and genuine interest in others. When you master the art of asking compelling questions, you unlock the door to deeper relationships, more productive business discussions, and more fulfilling personal connections. The difference between a forgettable exchange and a conversation that energizes both participants often comes down to just a few well-chosen questions. The psychology behind interesting conversations. Understanding what makes conversations interesting requires diving into the psychology of human connection and engagement. At its core, an interesting conversation is one that creates mutual value where both participants feel heard, understood, and enriched by the exchange. This happens when we move beyond the predictable patterns of everyday small talk and venture into territory that reveals something meaningful about the people involved. Research shows that people are naturally drawn to conversations that allow them to share their thoughts, experiences, and perspectives in ways that feel authentic and valued. When someone asks a question that makes us think differently or reflect on something important, our brains light up with engagement. We feel seen and appreciated, which creates a positive association with both the conversation and the person asking the question. This psychological foundation is what separates memorable conversations from mundane interactions. Interesting conversations also tap into our fundamental human need for growth and self-reflection. When someone asks us a question that challenges us to think more deeply about our experiences, goals, or perspectives, they're essentially inviting us into a collaborative process of discovery. This creates a sense of partnership and shared exploration that makes the conversation feel valuable and worthwhile for both participants. Question number one, what's something you've changed your mind about recently? The first powerful question that can instantly elevate any conversation is asking about recent changes in perspective or opinion. This question is remarkably effective because it accomplishes several things simultaneously. It acknowledges that growth and learning are ongoing processes, it invites vulnerability and honesty, and it opens up space for storytelling and personal reflection. When you ask someone what they've changed their mind about recently, you're essentially asking them to share a moment of personal growth or learning. This could be anything from a professional realization to a shift in personal values, from a change in political perspective to a new understanding about relationships or life priorities. The beauty of this question lies in its flexibility. It works equally well in business settings and personal conversations. In professional contexts, this question can reveal valuable insights about how someone approaches learning, adapts to new information, and handles change. It shows intellectual humility and growth mindset, qualities that are highly valued in leadership and collaborative environments. Many successful professionals use variations of this question to build rapport and understand how their colleagues and clients think and evolve. The question also works beautifully in personal relationships because it creates space for vulnerability and genuine sharing. When someone tells you about a recent change in their thinking, they're often sharing something that required them to admit they were wrong or incomplete in their previous understanding. This level of openness naturally deepens the connection between conversation partners and sets the stage for more meaningful exchanges. Question number two, what's been the highlight of your week, or month? The second transformative question focuses on positive experiences and recent sources of joy or satisfaction. Unlike the generic "how was your week?", this question specifically directs attention toward positive moments and meaningful experiences. It's a simple shift that can dramatically change the tone and depth of a conversation. This question is particularly powerful because it helps people focus on what's going well in their lives, which naturally creates a more positive and engaging conversational atmosphere. When someone reflects on their recent highlights, they often share stories that reveal their values, interests, and sources of motivation. You might hear about a personal achievement, a meaningful interaction with family, a breakthrough at work, or even a small moment of joy that brightened their day. In business contexts, this question can provide valuable insights into what motivates and energizes your colleagues or clients. Understanding what someone considers a highlight tells you a lot about their priorities, work style, and personal values. This kind of positive-focused questioning has become increasingly popular among leaders and entrepreneurs who want to build stronger relationships and understand what drives the people around them. The question also serves as an excellent conversation starter because it's inherently optimistic and forward-looking. Rather than dwelling on problems or challenges, it invites people to share something they're genuinely excited or happy about. This creates immediate positive energy in the conversation and makes both participants more likely to engage openly and enthusiastically. Question number 3, what's a project or goal you're excited about right now? The third question that can transform conversations focuses on future aspirations and current passions. By asking about projects or goals that someone is excited about, you tap into their sense of purpose, ambition, and creative energy. This question works exceptionally well because it combines the practical, what someone is actually working on, with the emotional, what they're excited about. This question is particularly effective in professional networking situations because it naturally leads to discussions about opportunities, collaboration, and mutual support. When someone shares a project they're passionate about, they're often looking for resources, connections, or simply someone who shares their enthusiasm. Many networking experts recommend focusing on people's current projects and goals rather than just their job titles or past experiences. In personal relationships, this question helps you understand what's currently driving and motivating the people you care about. It might reveal a creative hobby they're developing, a fitness goal they're pursuing, a travel plan they're organizing, or a personal challenge they're embracing. Understanding what excites someone gives you insight into their personality, values, and aspirations. The question also creates natural opportunities for follow-up conversations and ongoing connection. When someone shares a project or goal they're excited about, you can check in on their progress in future interactions, offer support or resources, or simply show continued interest in something that matters to them. This kind of ongoing engagement is what transforms casual acquaintances into meaningful relationships. Implementing these questions in different contexts. The beauty of these three questions lies in their versatility and adaptability to different social and professional contexts. In business meetings, you might use them as icebreakers or relationship-building tools. Understanding how to adapt conversation strategies to different professional environments is crucial for effective leadership and communication. During team meetings, asking about recent perspective changes can reveal how team members are adapting to market changes or learning from recent projects. In networking events, these questions can help you move beyond surface-level professional exchanges to create more memorable and valuable connections. Instead of immediately launching into what you do or what you're selling, you can use these questions to understand what's currently important to the person you're meeting. This approach often leads to more authentic relationships and better business outcomes. For leaders and managers, these questions can be invaluable tools for understanding and connecting with team members. Regular one-on-one meetings become more productive when you ask about recent learning experiences, current highlights, or exciting projects. This helps you stay connected to what's happening in your team members' professional and personal lives, which can inform better decision-making and support. The art of active listening and follow-up. Asking great questions is only half of the equation for creating interesting conversations. The other half involves becoming an excellent listener and knowing how to build on the responses you receive. When someone answers one of these powerful questions, your role shifts from questioner to curious collaborator in the conversation. Active listening means paying full attention to both the content and the emotions behind someone's response. When someone tells you about a recent change in perspective, listen for what prompted that change and how it's affecting their current thinking. When they share a recent highlight, notice what made that experience special to them. When they describe an exciting project, pay attention to what aspects generate the most enthusiasm. Effective communication skills extend beyond just asking questions to include how we respond and build on what others share with us. The best conversationalists know how to ask thoughtful follow-up questions that demonstrate they've been listening and want to understand more deeply. They might ask about the implications of a perspective change, the story behind a highlight, or the challenges and opportunities in an exciting project. Avoiding common conversation pitfalls. While these three questions are powerful tools for creating interesting conversations, it's important to use them thoughtfully and authentically. One common mistake is treating them as a formula or script rather than genuine expressions of curiosity. People can sense when questions feel rehearsed or manipulative, which can actually damage rather than enhance connection. Another pitfall is failing to share reciprocally. Great conversations are exchanges, not interviews. After someone answers one of your thoughtful questions, be prepared to share something similar about your own experiences, perspectives, or goals. This creates balance and demonstrates that you are willing to be equally open and vulnerable. Timing is also crucial. These questions work best when there's already some basic rapport established and when the context feels appropriate for deeper conversation. Reading social cues and adapting to the situation is essential for using these tools effectively. Building long-term relationship value. The ultimate goal of asking interesting questions isn't just to have one good conversation, it's to build the foundation for ongoing, meaningful relationships. When you consistently demonstrate genuine curiosity about others' growth, experiences, and aspirations, you become someone that others want to stay connected with. People remember how conversations make them feel, and when you create space for them to share what's meaningful to them, you create positive associations that strengthen your relationships over time. This is particularly valuable in professional contexts where long-term relationship building can lead to opportunities, collaborations, and mutual support. The key is consistency and authenticity. Make these types of questions a regular part of how you engage with others, not just occasional conversation techniques. When people know they can expect thoughtful, engaging conversations with you, they're more likely to seek out your company and value your relationships. Conclusion. Mastering the art of interesting conversation through powerful questions is a skill that pays dividends in every area of life. Whether you're building professional relationships, deepening personal connections, or simply trying to make your daily interactions more meaningful and enjoyable, these three questions provide a reliable framework for creating engagement and connection. The questions about recent perspective changes, current highlights, and exciting projects work because they tap into fundamental human desires for growth, recognition, and purpose. They invite people to share what's genuinely important to them while creating space for authentic vulnerability and connection. Start incorporating these questions into your conversations this week. Notice how people respond differently when you ask about their recent learning experiences versus their job responsibilities. Pay attention to how conversations feel more energizing when you focus on what excites people rather than what frustrates them. Observe how asking about current projects creates more engaging exchanges than asking about past achievements. Remember that becoming a great conversationalist is a skill that develops over time. The more you practice asking thoughtful questions and listening actively to the responses, the more natural and effective these techniques will become. Your relationships, both personal and professional, will be richer, more fulfilling, and more productive as a result.